Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex, along with my friend Jack Blood. First time I've done a show with you, Jack, who does the program heard on most of the GCN stations following Alex Jones. Welcome, Jack Blood.
Erskine, it's great to be with you. Of course, we've got to stop meeting like this. Now, the funny thing is that it takes two of us to equal one Alex Jones, and I think even then we are going to be somewhat challenged.
We're going to come up a little bit short, but what the heck, we're going to give it our best try, and with the excellent audience and callers that Alex has, we're going to do terrific. There's a lot going on today, isn't there, Jack?
Well, you know, I've got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here, was just listening to a neocon on the radio, Laura Ingrate, as I like to call her. You ever get a chance to check her out, Erskine?
Oh, absolutely right. I enjoy her more than anything. You know, it's about like having a root canal.
Yes, and the discussion for about the last 2 hours was Natalie Maine. You know, of course, she's from the Dixie Chicks, and she made the comment that she was ashamed to be from Texas because George W. Bush was from Texas, and she wanted her audience in Europe to know that, of course, just because she's from Texas doesn't mean she supports George W. Bush. Now, being in Texas, Erskine, I can sympathize with that a little bit. She got in a lot of trouble for that. Last night she was on Bill Maher on HBO, and the two-hour topic on this neocon show was the left and right treatment of the military. How did the military feel about Bill Clinton as opposed to George W. Bush? This was complete with, of course, a number of planted calls from our wonderful military overseas, who is protecting us from the Goldstein terrorists.
And we've read a lot of those letters that are on the internet that are coming from people overseas, which also have been planted letters, which is ridiculous. I've never seen such a controlled news media, especially when you're talking about things like embedded reporters. That term just grates on me, to be embedded reporters. America is right now in a cocoon. Thank goodness for GCN. Thank goodness for the internet. That's about it. It's in a cocoon when it comes to news. We just are not getting the news in America today. That's why GCN programming has skyrocketed over the last few years.
Well, Erskine, if you want any news other than what the Cardinals are doing at the Vatican today or at the Sistine Chapel, then I hope you're tuning into GCN, because if you're trying to get your news any other way, you're going to be hearing about the Pope or the next Pope for the next several days.
One of the critical stories that we talked about last week, and I found this to be absolutely critical, is what's happening economically. We had the stock market down for, triple digits for the third consecutive day, off 420 points. Friday it was off 191.24. Today the Dow is off over 50 points. And we've got GE had a record quarter. Oil prices are dropping. And we had a president saying, we need to put our Social Security funds in stocks. Excuse me, is there a problem with this?
Well, the problem for George W. right now is his approval rating is dropping down through the basement, and a lot of these big agenda plans he has, these are, of course, you know, a second-term president. He wants to make his legacy. He's going to remake the economy. He's going to remake things like Social Security, which, like Wall Street, as you know, Erskine, is a Ponzi scheme. But that gave a new meaning to TGIF on Friday. I'll tell you, if we had one more day last week, investors would have really seen the balloon pop. So we'll have to look and see how that goes today. But I just don't understand, Erskine, why people haven't woken up to the fact that the Wall Street is controlled and the little investor is the one that always gets it in the end, no pun intended.
Well, they're waking up to it. That's why they call them brokers. And they're really waking up to it because a lot of people in the United States have lost their pensions.
Hey, Erskine,
we got... lose your pensions, you're in trouble. And we're on to a break, I know. We'll be right back. This is Erskine and Jack Blood saying, hey, come on back. We've got a lot to talk about today on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Erskine sitting in with my buddy Jack Blood on the Alex Jones radio program. And Jack was telling me during the break that there's a lot going on right now. One of the key issues is what's going on in Rome, where the cardinals are meeting today. We're going to be looking out very carefully. White smoke, white, black. Which one? Are they electing a new pope? And one of the top contenders? Tell us about one of the top contenders. It's God's Rottweiler, you said. Tell us about him, Jack.
Well, yeah, the Panzer Cardinal, the enforcer, God's Rottweiler, also known as Cardinal Ratzinger. Before we go into that, I just want to let listeners know, second hour, of course, we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us, so I want people to stay tuned for that. That will be a great roundtable. Paul Joseph Watson, Jack Blood, and, of course, yours truly, Erskine. Papal hopeful is a former Hitler youth. So the wartime past of a leading German contender to succeed John Paul II may return to haunt him as cardinals begin voting in the Sistine Chapel, and it's happening right now, to choose the leader for 1 billion Catholics. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, whose strong defense of Catholic orthodoxy has earned him a variety of names, including the Enforcer, the Panzer Cardinal, and God's Rottweiler, is expecting to pull around 40 votes in the first ballot as conservatives rally behind him. Unknown to many members of the church, however, is Ratzinger's past includes a brief membership in the Hitler Youth Movement and wartime service with the Germany Anti-Aircraft Unit. You know what this reminds me of a little bit, Erskine? I can see the pattern developing here with Pope John Paul II being a former employee with IG Farben selling the chemicals that were actually killing people during the Nazi regime. So
he was selling Zylon B there for a while, and if you really want to read a great book, it's out called In God's Name. It tells what happened to John Paul I. There's also a new video out called Illuminati, which shows the Soviet and actually the German Illuminati infiltrating into the Roman Catholic hierarchy. And so it's all ties up together. But when you're looking at this and you're looking at the fact that Karl or John Paul II sold the Zylon B, and then you've got Ratzinger coming up, you've got our entire New World Order just coming right around together again,
well,
don't you?
Well, apparently you have to be a Nazi in order to be the Pope. Now, perhaps, I'm just going to take a shot here, perhaps Arnold Schwarzenegger might be a candidate for Pope someday. I mean, he was a good Nazi as well.
Well, I don't really know of whether that would qualify or not. One of the things that I've been very concerned about is what's going on economically, and we have a president who has done one very, very positive thing. He has united the world. Unfortunately, united against the United States. Because of its economic situation and what's been happening with that, the leaders of China announced that Bushonomics is a de facto military threat to the rest of the world, and we've got a new war footing that is starting up, and a new alliance is forming all over the entire world. We're in deep trouble economically inside the country, outside the country. I would consider this the major threat to America is the economic threat. Jack, have you heard anything about what's going on with the Minutemen down in Tucson? Because I know that this is a major, actually Tombstone, this is a major consideration. All sorts of stories about the Arizona governor is trying to stop them. We've got all sorts of stories about how embarrassing this is proving to the administration that is sending INS border guards over to Iraq because we're so short on troops. And we're leaving that border completely unguarded as we have 20 million illegals in the United States, which is certainly affecting us economically. Any new stories about the Minutemen?
Well, I think in this case, no news is good news. They've done a great job, I think, bringing attention and publicity to a dire matter, and that is the control of our border and illegal immigration and everything that goes along with that. So we really have to commend the Minutemen for doing that in the face of all opposition. But Erskine, I'm proud to say, I think it's a good thing that no bad news is coming out of Arizona right now. In fact, we're going to try to do an update with somebody on the ground there in Arizona, one of the Minutemen in my broadcast following Alex Jones today. So I'm hoping it looks like everything's going well, and they are extremely well organized. They know how to play the media, and I think that that's the thing that's making this succeed.
And they're staying away from any violence, anything, even the hint of violence. They're staying completely away from it. They're playing it absolutely as clean as possible.
Yeah.
Also, the other interesting story is how they found that that the cameras that cost millions of dollars to set up, that they set up years ago, so the border guards could check everything, cameras have never worked. Another boondoggle.
Yeah. I mean, they like to let us think that the whole area there around the border, Erskine, is censored and wired and that border control can be there in a second. What they hesitate to tell us, of course, is that most of these border patrol, and I don't want to, say all border patrol agents are bad, but a lot of them are on the take. A lot of them are, of course, working for the powers that be. And this is the agenda as we know it. I think we should thank the people at Ranch Rescue because of some of the mistakes they made. I believe the Minutemen learned from those mistakes and have been able to co-opt this into a much more positive experience.
I've had Jack Foote on, who was with Ranch Rescue, and these people were fighting for their lives, economically and literally fighting for their lives. And the number of, talk about a war on terrorism, where one of the main issues that I'm concerned about is how America is losing the Constitution, how we're becoming a police state, as Alex shows so very well in his videos. And the main issue is we have lost our Constitution in the name of saving us from the terrorist threat. And people are waving the flag, they're waving their rights, and then you look over at the situation of all the illegals coming over, wide open border, drugs, diseases, everything else coming over, and we're fighting a war on terrorism? Give me a break.
You know it gets worse than that. I'm sure you've interviewed or heard about Mary Schneider, the former Homeland Security whistleblower and adjudications officer, who has testified that these sham marriages were put together literally right under the nose and with, I guess, the cooperation of our government to bring in these Muslim terrorists before and after 9/11. After 9/11, Erskine. That's the thing. And the thing that I want people to understand is that our intelligence or our police community here in the United States always to be seem to be incompetent at just the right time, but yet how have they stopped all of this terrorism for the last 4 years with these wide open borders and these sham marriages now coming in here that they're not stopping? I mean, this doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. One plus one is usually two, if I've done my math correctly.
Well, they even had a report on CBS, who's well known for its hard-hitting documentaries, and this report was incredible, though, because they were showing how that little towns were getting $100 million for next to nothing. Other places were, how they were blowing it. They even had in Washington, D.C., they were giving money from Homeland Security to sanitation workers to take a Dale Carnegie course. That was Homeland Security money.
Right.
So you're talking about a nation where we've got a debt ratio that at the start of the Bush regime was 78%. Now it's 308%, throwing money away. Now, I'm not saying that the Dale Carnegie course is bad. It's a wonderful course. But we shouldn't be using taxpayer dollars to send sanitation workers to a, and I've got nothing against sanitation workers, but not to a Dale Carnegie course. Now, when you've got a debt ratio of 308%, according to the IMF, if it's over 200%, then you are deconstructed third world nation state. We are deconstructing, and deconstructing is another word for collapsing. Look at what's happening to all around America, to our pensions, to everything else. This is waking up people. I've had Al Martin on. Al said there are only three things going to wake up America. Number one, the beer trucks quit running. Domino's doesn't deliver. Those are two of the key things. And if the NFL goes pay-per-view, what does America care about? Well, I think we're beginning to understand, because you can see it in the listenership going up on Alex's program and all the programs of GCN. America is starting to wake up. But, my goodness, with a debt ratio of 308%, they're about ready to turn the lights out.
Well, look, I mean, you were talking about Homeland Security money, and they found, as you say, a lot of pork in this. But the bigger problem with this federal money and assistance to the states is that it amounts to extortion, bribery, and blackmail in many cases. I mean, if you want to, you know, fund your police department on a standard level that you normally would have a few years ago, you've got to take this Homeland Security money and everything that goes with it, Erskine. And that's why we're seeing here in Texas these new legislation coming out to track and trace every car, embedded RFID in the inspection stickers on every car here, the toll booths going up. This is all part of this Homeland Security infrastructure, and I think the states are really at the wrong end of this deal, and they've got to learn to stand up for themselves and say, we're not taking your money under any conditions. We'll take your money, you give us the money, and we'll do with it what we feel is best for our state and our cities and towns.
We have lost our privacy, and we have lost virtually anything that we can do has to become transparent. Otherwise, you're an enemy of the state. However, if you get to looking at the state, then there are some major problems. One of the things also that I noticed, I'm really worried about this economic situation, corporate pension accounts. The deficits were $263 billion when Bush came to power. Today, it's $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Now that,
but Erskine, we're in a war. We're fighting Al Qaeda. We're fighting international war on terror. We're spreading democracy around the world. This is very expensive, and I know Americans enjoy paying for this. I'm sure this is what they thought as they were filing their tax returns last week: is I'm so happy to pay this money to fight this phony war on terrorism.
Absolutely.
Infowars.com. Prison plan.
Jack Blood and Erskine will both be back with you on the Alex Jones radio program. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. Coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Like the Pink Panther, we're going in and discovering what's happening in America today and letting you know, as opposed to the major media, which I've noticed CNN has become very good. They've gone straight to entertainment. They dropped all pretext almost of being a news network. You want to find out what's really going on, you've got to get a copy of Martial Law, The Rise of the Police State. This is the latest Alex Jones video. Understand Mr. Jack Blood is in that video. Is that true?
I have a brief cameo. That is true. And this was filmed, of course, on the ground during the Republican National Coronation of George W. Bush last summer. Boy, and I was just talking to you on the break about this, Erskine, and it was just amazing to me how, you know, as I was relating to you, I was questioned by Secret Service several times. One time for sweating, which I know is definitely an act of terrorism. I'm with Al-Qaeda if I'm sweating after walking up 10 floors of Madison Square Garden. But you know, the ironic thing, of course, and this kind of fits into what we were just talking about with border security, is that, you know, it would have been very easy to perform a suicide bombing during that coronation. So it really showed me that they wanted to purvey a message to the American people and, of course, to us, the media, that there was a police state and that, you know, they were going to control our every move. And if we got out of line one little bit, we were going to go to Gitmo on the Hudson. But the reality was, when you were on the ground, if you really wanted to perform some act of terrorism, if it was really, you know, your passion, if you wanted to do that to get your 100 virgins, you could have easily done that in New York. So, again, it's just, a complete fake message being sent to the American people that we should be scared of this police state. You know, there's more of us than them. That's the bottom line.
There really are, and that's one of the keys, that there are more of us than them. And between what's happening economically, Mr. Bush's drop in power, the idea of a martial law coming into the United States looks more and more plausible. Get the video so you'll see what's possibly happening. Alex documents everything. Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Also go up to PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. And you know what I think is a good idea is to get some of the T-shirts that Alex has. He has them for both men and women, because if you get one of those T-shirts, you can identify each other. And then you can show people we're right, really understanding what's going on. Let people know that you're understanding, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now, next hour, Paul Joseph Watson's going to join us. Let's go immediately to the lines and take a few calls. John in Florida, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. Hope you're having a good day, and you got a question for either Jack, myself, or a statement.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, John.
Oh, good. Hey, I want to say I used to listen to Alex's show thanks to a Christian broadcast station in the area here, the Panhandle of Florida, but they haven't carried him, so I was just calling in because it's been a long time since I've heard his programming, and I wanted to say hi to Alex. Where is he?
Alex, where is he, Jack?
Alex is on assignment. He is off on an investigative report today. And how are you listening to the program if you haven't heard him for a while?
Well, let me tell you, I've heard both of you guys thanks to a micro broadcaster and spoken to you respectively at different times over the last 3 years or so. But right now, I just took a stab at calling the GCN over the phone, and I've been listening for the better part of the last half hour or so.
What do you think,
early.
John, what do you think about the Pope, the Cardinal that's leading in the race to be Pope, being a part of Hitler Youth?
Well, that's amazing. I wasn't aware of that. I'm glad I've been educated to it. But, you know, I want to say something about the border issue, if I may.
Yeah. Yes, John. Yes, because I'm very concerned about it. I did a program on that, and the first caller I got was out of Kentucky, the next one out of Pennsylvania. And I asked the guy in Pennsylvania, I said, what do you care, because I'm broadcasting out of Arizona, about what in the heck do you care about the illegal immigration coming across from Mexico? And he said, man, I worked in meatpacking, and my job went from $17 an hour to $7 an hour. That's why he cared.
Erskine, since 1963, I've been an enemy of the state. When I was in the military and I was an MP and I spoke up in regards to Posse Comitatus along the border, I was challenged. I was told, Posse Comitatus can't use the military against civilians. And I said, wait a minute. These are people coming in. They're not citizens. They're illegals. What are we doing? How long ago was that? 1963.
Wow, that long ago. And then in the 1950s, President Eisenhower had what he called Operation Wetback, which you'd never name something that again, sent a million back. But what do they not understand? They're not migrant workers. They're illegals, John.
They had this problem a long time, and people seem to say, you can't use the military against civilians. Well, baloney. These are not civilians. They're not citizens.
You're right. Thank you, John. Thanks for the call. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Go up there for the truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The fascist police state is marching on relentlessly, but we can stand up against it. We can stand up against it with education. We can stand up against it by telling people, showing where we stand with the t-shirts, by going to PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and getting the video, making copies of the video, sharing the videos, and especially martial law. Rise of the police state. Now, how do we get this? You can go up to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or call. Not everybody's on the web. Jack was telling me during the break, Jack Blood, that not everybody's on the web, and doggone it, you're right. It's 888-253-3139. 888, and that's toll free. 253-3139. Yes,
this film, I mean, this film is three films in one. So you're literally buying three key films on three different subjects, the police state, 9/11, and of course the fake left and right paradigm by getting martial law, rise of the police state. So literally you should be paying three times more, though you're just getting three times more bang for your buck. And these films, of course, really wake people up. Erskine, we used to have moving showings up in Providence, Rhode Island, where hundreds of people would show up up at a theater, we'd sell out the theater showing Alex Jones films, and people would bring, you know, their relatives or their coworkers or their friends who were, I guess, neophytes. They didn't know a whole lot about all of this, Erskine and the New World Order, and after watching these films, I mean, they're just as educated as myself or most of the listeners, I hate to say.
Absolutely. These films just bring it right home, and they're facts that you can't argue with. Let's go to Brock in B.C., up in British Columbia, Canada. Hello, Brock.
Hello, and
where in B.C. are you calling from, my friend?
Oh, just north of Vancouver, Powell River.
Oh, beautiful area, beautiful area. Now, one of the things that I wanted to mention to you, calling from B.C., is that here you've got the United States who has thrown away every treaty concerning softwood lumber. Now, a lot of people in the States don't know what that is, but it's a softwood lumber deal, and this is part of NAFTA, and they have discouraged, they have not paid for it, they are just going against what every court has ruled, and yet your prime minister joined Vicente Fox down in Texas, and they signed a new expanded free trade area of the Americas deal. What's going on? This is crazy. I know that's not what you called about, but it's absolutely crazy. This free trade is only for corporations, and it's only absolutely puts it to the small people. Go ahead, Brock.
Well, you're right, and it's very offensive that they've blown off every, treaty and that. And, you know, it's a bullying tactic, and I'm convinced it's run by men so crooked that when they die, they'll have to screw them into the ground.
You got that one right, but I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, Paul Martin, why would he sign such a deal when they've broken the other treaties the United States has? Free trade has been bad for America, it's been bad for Canada, it's been bad for Mexico, but great for the corporations. Go ahead with your question, Brock.
I wanted to ask where you think the New World Order is going to take policy in the next few short years from now, and I trust that it's being run by high-level Masons and devil worshippers, and I just wonder where you think they're going to take policy, say, in the next 18 months to 2 years, and how far along are we?
Well, so you're talking about the Masons and devil worshippers, you're not very far off, because all you have to do is look at the Alex Jones videos where he went into Bohemian Grove and showed who was doing it. All you have to do is look at the Gannon affair and what's going on in the White House today with the number of gays in the White House, and draw the comparison with that and the Nazis. And Jack, where do you think it's going to go? Jack Blood, going to happen?
Hey, I appreciate the call, Brock, and I'm from the Pacific Northwest, so I feel your pain. But I believe this is one of the things that is distracting, because we're looking for the next big 9/11. We're constantly being fear-mongered by the establishment media and by the powers that be that the next big Al-Qaeda attack, the next big 9/11 attack is coming. That puts a lot of our listeners in fear that martial law and World War III will follow. And why those are scenarios, we could certainly go into, but I don't believe that the primary scenarios. I believe that it's a Fabian socialism scenario of incrementalism, and that's why it's so important to get up and stop all of these little bills and little laws and embedded legislation of control and the police state while they happen, because they're doing it to us incrementally. And as you say, while people are downing their six-pack of beer and watching the playoffs on cable TV, this incrementalism moves forward, and that's how they want to do it, I believe, Erskine, and that's why it's so important that we get people out there standing up for their rights, standing up for themselves and their families on a daily basis.
I think we're being attacked. The next major attack, or the major attack coming, is going to be one of the corporate fascism. I think it's going to be one of economic. We may have another major occurrence, and I think biological, but I think that's what's happening. And I also believe that ultimately it's going to be for spiritual control. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, let me say this. Germany's foreign minister, Jaka Fischer, had warned of a possible confrontation between the U.S. and China. Okay, that's the problem. And we know that they're using peak oil as one of the prerequisites to get this started. And this is what the peak oil guys say. China is going to create war with us over oil. So you have Germany's foreign minister warning us of this possible confrontation between U.S. and China. That's the problem. The reaction is a large number of countries also denouncing China's lack of progress on human rights at the Luxembourg meeting. And the solution, and this comes right from this German foreign minister, the big challenge, he says, according to Jaka Fischer, is to integrate emerging world powers such as China and India into the international state system in order to prevent any armed clashes. That sounds an awful lot like the New World Order to me, Erskine.
It certainly does. Now, a question for you. Where does the United States import most of its oil from? This is extraordinarily interesting. Is it from Mexico? Is it from Venezuela? Is it from Saudi Arabia? Is it from Iraq? No. The majority of its oil comes from Alberta, Canada. Hey, Brock, did that answer your question? Let's go to...
He's speechless.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. Jim? You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi,
with Jack Blood, yes.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, it wasn't covered very much, but it kind of dovetails into what you've been talking about this morning. The there was an article in the Casper, Wyoming Star that I saw on the Internet about that Operation Falcon, where they rounded up the 10,000 criminals nationwide last week.
Yeah.
Well, they had a quote in there from the head of the State National Guard about how successful the operation was. That link has disappeared this morning. And I was wondering, too, what you guys thought that this was practice for another type of mass roundup.
Well, it's definitely setting the stage for future roundups, and a lot of people are speculating that many people that were rounded up were on this so-called red and blue list. These are enemies of the state, seditious Americans, people that criticize the government or, God forbid, look George W. Bush in the eye. But ultimately, here's the debate and here's the argument, because a lot of people... would say, look, they've rounded up a number of criminals, murderers, rapists, bad people we don't want in our society. And while that might be true in a small number of these 10,000 rounded up, probably you did want them on the streets, the majority of them were for minor offenses. I mean, you could get a felony these days by having two drinks and driving your car. And so now if you owe the state, and this is what people in the West Coast know very well, if you owe the state any money, you become public enemy number one. And the guy that does the robbery or the rape, he goes out while you stay in jail until you pay off your fines.
Hey, how about that lady, Jack, who they picked up off of the cruise ship because she dropped a candy wrapper a year before in Yellowstone Park? I mean, if you owe the state anything, they'll go after you if they really want to, for any minor offense.
That's what living in California is all about, and I see this happening now all over the United States. This is a very dangerous precedent, and though we do want criminals off the street and dangerous and violent criminals off the street and somehow hopefully even rehabilitated without being slave labor for Wackenhut, we certainly need to keep our minds open and our eyes open, Erskine, and make sure that these roundups are highly criticized, that they are investigated, that we know exactly everyone who is picked up and why, so that we, the people, can monitor the government.
Well, and there was another point to make, too, on Rensa's site. They had an article, I believe it was from the AP, that was saying that they let 1 million illegal aliens go from the jails. if you caught up on that one, I've got to find it again. But pick them up on one hand and drop them off on the other.
Right. Well, if you're an illegal alien, we have a job for you. You know, there's a lot of jobs that Americans don't want, such as $17 an hour roofing jobs. These are jobs Americans don't want, according, again, to the powers that be. You know, I interviewed both Gray Davis and Jerry Brown when I was up in Boston, and this is the company line they gave me about these illegal immigrants. They're doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do. They're just not used to anybody confronting them on that issue, and when I gave them the facts, they recoiled significantly from that stance. So, again, this is just propaganda. It's psyops. But I'm really concerned about these, Dave, about these red and blue lists and these roundups. I'm really concerned that nobody of any authority, of any true freedom thinking, is monitoring these people.
You got that right. Let's go to... Thank you for the call, Jim. Let's go to Dave in Wyoming. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones radio program. And remember, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Yes.
Doc?
Hi, Dave.
Welcome aboard.
I'm wondering, I used to hear you in the afternoon on 9.985 after Alex Jones. Where you disappeared to?
Well, I went off shortwave for a month or two. We're coming back on at the end of the month. And
what's your number?
You can check jackblood.com for the listen live page for the new frequencies.
Okay. I got a question. And you talked about the current Pope being a member of the Nazi youth?
Well, Ratzinger, Cardinal Ratzinger, who's one of the leading candidates to be Pope, he's German, was a member of the Hitler Youth, yeah.
Well, the only thing is, the Nazis and the Germans lost, the communists won. I mean, look at the Treaty of Yalta. We gave Eastern Europe to the communists, and that's who's running our country today. Here's the problem that I have. All our college students and seminary students are being trained to be communists. So what I'm saying is they're so sloppy in our handling with all the things that's coming down and forcing that on us. You think that there's a possibility that they could be doing this just to get an uprise out of us so they could call UN troops in to quell the disturbance that might rise out of the patriots maybe rising up to resist this?
Well, I mean...
To resist what? The election of the new pope?
No, to resist the... what the New World Order boys are cramming down our face here in America right now.
Yeah, I think he's giving us the good cop, bad cop scenario, Erskine, with the United Nations, of course, being the good cop. That leads us to John Bolton, which we could talk about in a minute.
Well, it also leads to the statement of Henry Kissinger that in the end we will be grateful for the United Nations to come in and maintain order in the United States, be begging for it, that he said at the Bilderberg meeting, I believe. So, lots and lots of things on that. Thank you for the call. About the John Bolton. Here's a guy whose management style is how abrasive? Tell us about him, Jack.
Well, there's a lot to say about this guy. He's one of the prime neocons. He's a member of that organization, JINSA, which all of our top leaders are now members of. It's a Jewish International Affairs policy organization. He's also a member of the Project for a New American Century. He's also gone on record to say that we are currently now in World War IV, in this 40 to 50-year war against terrorism. These are just some of the highlights, of course, with John Bolton. Now, of course, he's been tapped, I love that word, tapped, to be the ambassador to the United Nations, even though he's gone on record many times to be very opposed to the United Nations. So, again, this is the dichotomy that we get here in the establishment media. It's now just come out. John Bolton, while he was the head of USAID, you'll see the Orwellian term in this, Erskine, in a second, it's now come out through a whistleblower, Melody Townsell, who was stationed in Kyrgyzstan on a U.S. aid project, that during her stay there, she became embroiled in a controversy, which John Bolton was the key player. And she goes on, she writes this letter to the authorities, and describes an incident where she was basically haunted, beaten, and harassed by John Bolton for trying to bring to light some of the problems with USAID, and that's specifically that it isn't aiding anybody, it's controlling people. He didn't like that very much. So after months of her getting out there and whistleblowing, he stalked her, literally, and intimidated her to keep her quiet.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who makes the Queen of Mean and also makes people like Leona Helmsley look good. I mean, this guy has a management style that is beyond abrasive. I mean, it is criminal, and yet they're putting him in as ambassador to the UN. You know he's going to be approved.
Well, I know that some phony opposition Democrats are at least going to scream and cry a little bit, maybe even filibuster, but I think it's a foregone conclusion. You know, Bush has gotten every neocon approval, every war criminal, guys like John Dimitri Negroponte and guys like Comrade Cherkov or Alberto Gonzalez, whoever, got him right through. Look at Paul Wolfowitz, tapped to be head of the World Bank. No problem, no opposition, and now he controls the purse strings for third world nations all around the country. Of course, they're going to grab all their resources, as we know, Erskine, according to the document.
Here's Chertoff, who is a dual citizen of the U.S. and of Israel, and he's in charge of what? What's he in charge of, Jack?
Oh, he
did they put him?
Yeah, he's the head of Homeland Security, taking over for Tom Ridge.
A dual citizen in charge of Homeland Security, and we're talking and concerned about spies and everything else in this.
Look, they tried to get
dual citizen.
They tried to get Carrick in there, Bernie Carrick, and then all the skeletons came out of his closet. He was an employee of Giuliani Partners of New York, and so was Chertoff, also an employee, also one of these guys that helps draft these torture memos. I mean, we want somebody who is a proponent for torture involved in something as huge, a massive bureaucracy like Homeland Security. But Chertoff,
he was involved in torture. He is a dual citizen, and yet he got approved with zero votes against him in the Senate. Now, martial law, the rise of the police state. The number is 888-253-3139. buy the film, view the film, show the film. Be sure and show it. Not only look at it yourself, but invite the neighbors over. Like Jack was saying, up in Rhode Island, he had a whole community come by, and they were watching it and paying to see the video at a theater. Sold out every single time because people are hungry for the truth. They're hungry for the truth. Only show I've seen on TV that halfway gives it is Lou Dobbs. He does a wonderful job. Other than that, you're just not going to fight. Let's go to Russell in Florida. Russell, are you there?
Yes, Erskine. Thanks for taking my call, Jack.
Yes,
pleasure
sir.
To talk to you both. Yeah,
you're right about
Lou Dobbs. He's one of the only ones out there that even remotely brings the truth about Minuteman and the free trade area.
Have you noticed Lou lately, Russell? He looks like he's getting a little frustrated with things, doesn't he? He looks like he's getting, it's like, you know, I'm here, and I'm really getting frustrated that I'm the only one.
He looks like he's aged some to me, maybe because he's fighting, you know, a huge, huge mass of lies every day. But, yeah, he does look frustrated. And, you know, you got to wonder if it's really genuine or not. I think it is. But
Hold on, Russell, because if we come back, you'll be able to have any comments that you want to make or a question for myself, Erskine, or Jack Blood. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Hey, and remember, get your t-shirts. Show people that you care.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sitting in today for the great Alex Jones, reminding you that on PrisonPlanet.com and especially on Infowars.com, There's a new report up there about the Minutemen, so you can be absolutely 100% up to date. And coming up next hour, Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. We're talking with Russell in Florida. Russell, you have a comment or a question that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I do. I travel frequently around the country. I go to New York quite a bit. But for the first time in my life, I just got back from Europe. I was in Spain, and I was in London. And I got to tell you guys, it seems like they in Europe live more free than we do here in America now. Jack witnessed it firsthand, the police state in New York City during the Republican convention. And I go up to New York a lot, and just the attitude of the police and the amount of police in comparison to where I was in Europe, it seems like it's not only has it become a huge business here, but it's become, I just think that they're targeting the United States, which definitely the New World Order is targeting the United States, but it just seems like we're being targeted.
We got to catch up to Europe, and, you know, look, I've been to Europe many times. The fact is they have more cameras watching you than anywhere on Earth, and they've replaced the rights of the people with privileges. The Magna Carta gave people rights. Of course, the EU Constitution and some of the future legislation in Europe gives people privileges. And I wonder if the listeners would rather have a right or a privilege, Erskine.
I understand what you're saying, but I've also talked to a number of people who are saying that even in Russia and China, I've talked to people who are former CIA people, they're saying that they're having more freedom of speech, more freedom of the press than they have in the U.S. Look what happened with Putin. I mean, they are just tightening us down. It's like the frog in the pot. They just keep turning up the heat. Russell, thank you, my friend, for the call. Let's go immediately to Bill in Florida. Bill, you got a comment?
I'd like to comment, a little bit on the anti-Catholic bigotry I heard there. I know that Alex Jones would never come out with stories unverified, for example, that John Paul II was involved in manufacturing Zyklon B to gas the Jews. That was the implication of what your side, one of Erskine, is what it is.
No. What Jack was saying
was I've never heard any kind of stuff like that from Alex Jones.
Well, we certainly don't speak for Alex Jones, and I don't know if I think we're speaking to adults here for the most part, and I don't know if we have to put a disclaimer on this. I mean, this is information, and I mean you're free to check out the information for yourself.
Verify that he did not work as a slave. If that's what you're talking about, are you saying that everybody worked in slave labor camps intentionally does things, my impression is that if that is true, that he had no idea what those Cyclone B was for, but to insinuate that he had full knowledge that it was the gas used is just ridiculous.
Right. I guess
Now wait a second. We're not insinuating. The fact of the matter is, for a very short time, he was a salesman for IG Farben. Carol, I forgot his last name, was a salesman for IG Farben that sold the Zyklon B. That's the story. That's true. It can be checked out. Did he sell Zyklon B? I don't know. That's what I've heard. How about you, Jack?
What we should say is that the Pope ended communism, and he was a great world leader, and led to, I think, with faith, a billion Catholics.
I heard you say one time, Jack, that you were a Catholic, maybe the last Catholic, I'm not sure.
That's true.
But there are a lot of people out there that support, to the distribution of Alex's tapes and DVDs. I myself have ordered them. There's a lot of Catholics that help to distribute them. To insinuate that the Catholic Church the Pope, as the one world leader that stood for life from the womb to the tomb, various encyclicals that he wrote have always been pro-life.
Bill, we're going to have to go, but take a break right now, but I certainly appreciate the call and appreciate what you had to say, and you're absolutely right. Religion's something that maybe we should stay away from. I think it's a good idea too, but we'll be
second
right
hour
back.
Coming up.
Hello.